From this point on in the service, your pastor dealt with it, and I wondered if perhaps that was the way the Lord chose for it to be, but well, here I am, so I'm just going to go ahead with what I feel like doing here as far as preaching tonight, and we'll just see what God does. Is that all right? Praise the Lord. I'm not nervous about it at all. I'm really not. Praise the Lord. I'm waiting on the Lord because I believe God wants to do something here tonight. I believe that with all of my heart. And so I'm just kind of waiting on the Lord and waiting on you and just see what we want to do here. Praise the Lord. The Bible tells us in Mark chapter 2, your pastor quoted it, the Word of God said that that it was noised about that Jesus was in the house. Praise the Lord. That it was noised about that He is in the house. Thank God. And I know we've heard this lots of times, but that's what I want to talk to us just a little bit here, that He is in the house. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. For all those that were in Capernaum in those days, He was over here for a little while. He went left, you know, the writers tells us that He was in Capernaum. And then He left and went to other parts of the region, preaching the word of the Lord, healing all manner of sickness, doing all manner of good in other parts of the nation and other parts of that countryside in those days. But here the word of the Lord said that He's came, He's returned back, amen, to Capernaum. And it wasn't very long that it was noised throughout the congregation and throughout, or rather the area and that little community there, that the Lord had come by. You know, it's amazing how fast good news travels. Amen. It's really amazing how quickly things spread through the area. As when we travel through Mexico, especially in the Christmas times, and bringing the gifts and things that people are provided to distribute among the church folks there in Mexico, it's always amazing to me how quickly news travels around those little colonias, as they say, those little neighborhoods. The Americans are here, and they're bringing good tidings and of great joy, and not only that, but they got a little candy and a few toys to go along with it. And I'll tell you, for those pastors that have given us the names of the church members and of those children, you know, and the various ones, and Debbie have prepared for a certain amount and a few extra, and how quickly that number goes from 50 to 150. And Debbie had to go through and improvise and begin to divide the presents up, you know, so everybody can have a little something and nobody has to be turned away. And I'm saying, brother, it was noised about that Jesus had returned once again to Capernaum and that the Lord was in the house once again. Praise the name of the Lord. And I'd just like to jump on this train here tonight and tell you, you've been a praying about the Lord to come by. And you've been, as Brother Jeff said, you've been a fasting and talking to God and asking the Lord that He would come by and visit us in the church. And you know as well as I do, and obviously we're not here in these services on a regular basis, so I really don't know how a normal, if there is such a thing, service goes, but I have pastored churches before, and I do understand that it's not always like this service here. Amen. Sometimes there's just lots of things people are having to endure, and they have the mind and of their body and just various things, and it's not like it is now. But what I've come to tell you tonight is, you've been a praying about the Lord to come by Bethany. You've been a fasting and asking the Lord to come by Bethany. You've been a doing a little extra, amen, in hopes and in anticipation that the Lord would come by and pay us a visitation and would provide the things that we need and perhaps the things that we're wanting. And I've come tonight just to tell you, and if you'll allow me just to state the obvious, amen, He's in the house this afternoon. You've been asking Him to come by. You've been seeking Him for Him to come by. We've been listening to preaching, and we've been obeying the pastor, and we've been obeying and doing all that we know to do that we could build Him a habitation. We've come and we worshiped Him. We came and we sing the
songs, and we've lifted up his name, and we've exalted his name, knowing that the word of God tells us that the Lord inhabits our praise. And what that means is, brother, we know God is everywhere. We know the Lord is omnipresent. He's everywhere at the same time. But when you really look at that passage and analyze it, when he said he inhabits, that speaks of a habitation, which speaks of a dwelling place, which speaks, my brother, of a permanent dwelling place, not a temporary place, not something that's just here today and gone tomorrow, but it speaks of a permanent dwelling place. And so the writer's saying, God, amen, permanently dwells when we praise, in our praises, in the midst of our praises. And so I'm saying, we've lifted his name up, we've glorified his name in the song, we've obeyed his word in the laying on the hands and in the anointing of oil, amen, brother, in anticipation of him coming to his house. We've built him a habitation with the praise and worship. We've built him a habitation. We've hung out the invitation. We've put out the welcome mat. We've said, Lord, you are welcome. You are wanted. Lord, we need you. Lord, would you stop by here? And I felt in the motel room praying this evening for this service to tell you, you've prayed, you've built, you've done all these things, and now the Lord is saying, I am here. I've come into the house. I'm in the house. I've come by to meet your need. I've come by to touch your heart. I've come by to bless you. I've come by to lift you up. I've come by to bring you out the miry clay. I've come to heal you. I've come to baptize you. I've come to save you. Praise the Lord. It was noise that he is in the house.
Amen. Hallelujah. He is here, church. He is here. Amen. I want to bring a couple of things out that I noticed in this passage. Amen. Of what took place when Jesus come into the house. When the Lord is in the house. I'll tell you, brother, things are changed. Things never stay the same when Jesus comes into the house. Isn't that right? Oh, hallelujah. The Bible tells us here, brother, that when they could not come in for the press, you remember the story, the four that had the paralegic, amen, the paralyzed guy, if you will, and they tore the roof off, amen. The Bible says and tells us here, the first thing I noticed in verse 5, Jesus saw their faith. My brother, when Christ comes into the house, he recognizes the effort that we put forth. He recognized, my brother, that we've been busy. He recognizes, amen, as he did with Martha when he told her, he said, she's done what she could. Amen. I'd like to tell you, keep on working. Keep on laboring. Keep on doing what you know to do, because the Lord recognizes the effort that was put forth. He didn't condemn one or commend one or the other, nor did he condemn them in any manner whatsoever. But brother, he recognized the things that they did and the effort that they put forth. I'll tell you, he's come tonight. The Lord recognizes that you're doing. The Lord recognizes that effort that you put forth. Others may not see it. Others may not comment on it. Others may not recognize it. But I'd like to encourage you tonight that your Lord that is in this house is keeping a record. He's a writing down everything. And didn't Malachi tell us, they that spake often on the Lord's name, and I'm paraphrasing, they're one another, Brother Darrell, the Bible said the Lord hearkened and heard unto them, and a book of remembrance was written. The Lord began to put down Brother Jeff. Hallelujah.
hallelujah, arm breaster, testified and exhorted that he wants more of God. Write it down, Gabriel. Our pastor, amen, testified and tried to exhort us. Write us down, amen. Our sister, Seal Cox, hallelujah, told us about the great things God's doing with her. Write it down. Put it in the book of remembrance. I'm telling you tonight, church, Christ is in the house. The Lord has come down, amen, to recognize the effort you're putting forth, amen.
So keep on. Hallelujah. Keep on. Not only that, brother, not only did he recognize their effort, but I noticed the second thing that I noticed here in this passage was that Jesus forgave sins. When the Lord come into the house, he recognized their effort, and then he began to forgive their sin. Amen. The first thing he told the, amen, those guys was, amen, when Jesus saw their faith, that's his recognition of the effort they put forth. Then he said, son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. Hallelujah. Thy sins be forgiven thee. He began to forgive that man's sins. Hallelujah. When the Lord comes in the house, how many know tonight there's no sin too great? There's nobody that's went too far. That, amen, that there's no sin too wide, too deep, too tall. Amen. Too severe, brother, that the blood of Jesus won't cover. That the blood of Jesus won't cleanse. I never read, amen, in the Word of God, only one thing that's unforgivable. And tonight I dare say, if you felt that wooing touch of the Lord, you felt that touch of God on your heart, you haven't reached that place. But if you're feeling any touch whatsoever from heaven, any recognition perhaps of your error of your way, amen, any condemnation of things you've said or done, amen, and Brother Darrell, I wish I could remember some of the things you told me, amen, concerning Brother Birdsong and them, but I'm here to tell you tonight, church, that the Lord has come to forgive sin. What greater service can we hope to obtain? What greater service can we hope to have that if some soul would fall in this old-fashioned altar tonight and would ask the Lord to save them, would ask the Lord to forgive them, would recognize the error of their way, would recognize, amen, their walking, brother, their sin, and would ask the Lord to forgive them. Hallelujah. The next thing I noticed that happened when Jesus come in the house, bodies are healed. There's healing begins to take place. Hallelujah. He recognized their effort. He began to save their souls. And then the Bible said he began to heal them. Hallelujah. I'm telling you tonight, church, we got someone in the house tonight. It ain't a missionary. Amen. I can't heal nobody. Amen. I can barely keep my own self above water. You understand what I'm saying? But I'm preaching to you tonight, brother. You've prayed, you've asked God, and you've done all you know to do, and he's come tonight to recognize, amen, your effort. He's come tonight to save souls, and he not only that, but he's come to heal the sick. Woo!
I would we could get a hold of this tonight. I would there was some way, somehow, we could really get a hold of this. Amen. Right now, that when Jesus comes in the house, my brethren, now unto him that's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, amen, according to the power that worketh within us. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, Brother David, that's saying those that I can't heal, those I can't help, those I can't touch, unto him, unto whom? Unto the one that's in the house. Unto who? Amen. Unto Jesus Christ, our Savior. Unto him that can go far beyond, amen, the human effort, that can go far beyond, amen, any effort on the side of humanity, my brethren, he can heal. Hallelujah. Not only does he completely heal in a physical sense of cancer and whatever else disease and infirmity you want to talk about, but I'm come to declare to you tonight, my brother, that we've got one in our midst tonight that not only can heal our bodies of the physical side, but he can heal our mind and purge our conscience of dead works to serve the living God.
Amen. I don't guess I've ever, as far as I know, had mental illness. Now, maybe I could ask others and they may differ with this, you know.
But I will tell you this, I do understand just a little bit, and I'll share this with you. A year ago, I had ACL reconstructive surgery on my left knee. And if any of you's ever had any issues like that, you kind of understand. Anyhow, the surgery hour, I mean, that's all it took to complete the procedures. Hours and some change, amen. But I'll tell you, my brother, it was that therapy. Not only the physical therapy that was two months or longer trying to rebuild and recover from that traumatic experience and that injury. You understand? And I do remember this, and I never believed, never conceived in my mind that it would happen to me. This. As I was in that therapy, you know, first thing they do, they just put you on one of them walkers with the tennis balls and the wheels, and you toss them crutches aside, and you just walk. I mean, simple as that sounds, but I'll tell you, you know, come on now, when they run that big old drill bit up through your knee bone and everything else, it ain't quite that easy. So anyhow, I'm walking, and I got my head down, you know, and I'm a-looking. And all of a sudden, all them therapists started hollering at me, "Hey, get your head up!" I looked around, I'm thinking, who they hollering at? "Get your head up! Jesse, are you talking to me?" "Yeah, Mr. Flowers, I'm telling you, get your head up." Whoa, I don't understand why you treat me like this. He said, "Mr. Flowers, first thing, we're gonna talk to you, and you're going to have to understand the things that you've had done, the healing, if you will, that you've had, the touch, and you understand what I'm saying, brother? All that's perfect. Nothing wrong with it." He said, it's something in your mind that you've got to overcome. You've got to get it in your mind that there's nothing wrong with that knee. You don't have to give to that injury. You don't have to give over, amen, to that. You don't have to be weak. And let the others carry you. There's nothing wrong with your knee, and you must get it in your mind. You are completely healed and regain confidence, amen, in your ability to walk. And what I want to tell somebody in this church tonight, amen, you've got to get a hold of this and tell the devil to get behind you and don't push, and realize tonight that Jesus Christ has saved you to the uttermost. He has cast your sins in front as far as the east is from the west, and you've got to be confident that the work that he's done in your heart, he will complete it. Amen. That you have committed unto him, he will fulfill it until the day of Christ. You say, "Well, I don't feel nothing." You got to throw them feelings aside. I mean, this is part of it. You just going to have to get a hold of this, and he is coming to the house to tell somebody, get your head up. Get your head up. You don't have to no longer wonder where you're walking, looking for potholes, looking for, little ripples in the carpet, looking for a little disorder or whatever. Amen. In the floor, praise God, that what he's done is perfect. Nothing's wrong with it, but you're lacking the confidence in what Christ has done. And I've come to tell somebody, be confident in your God. Hallelujah. Let us, how does the scriptures 4:16 in Hebrews? Let us, I want to quote it in Sabanis to you. Sabanis can't hardly stand it. Even I would have forgot how it's quoted in English. 4:16 in Hebrews. Praise the Lord. What's that say, brother? Hallelujah. Boldly to the throne of grace. Hallelujah. Hold on. Hold on. I'll tell you, brother, let us therefore come. Amen. And not only come, but how shall we come? Give us the adverb. Boldly. Hallelujah. My brother, in Spanish, it means confiadamente. That means confidently. Boldly, my brother, without doubt. What did Jesus, amen, what did the angels tell Peter? Peter, go down and nothing. I'm telling you, my brother, I'm trying to tell somebody, Christ has done a work in your heart, and you must believe it with everything in you. And when you do, brother, you'll have victory. You'll find an opportunity, amen, to receive from God like you never have. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, brother, that's what he told me to do, brother Darrell. Get your head up.
Mr. Flowers, get your head up.
Amen. Well, I'd pop that head up. I'd walk around. Directly that head go back down. Get your head up.
Somebody said, I don't stand what is all this glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bill Tinsley told us years ago, amen. Amen. Of somebody that said that same question. Amen. And he said, well, did you ever go down in the creek? Did you ever take that gallon jug and just jab it down in that creek or in the lake or whatever? What did that jug do? Gloop, 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 didn't it? Amen. He said, all that glory to God and hallelujah. You're just getting full. Thank God. And I'm telling you tonight, brother, when your pastor preaches to you and when this great choir begins to sing and the Holy Ghost begins to anoint them, it's just like that heavenly host, that great cloud of witness that surrounded us. They're shouting from the balconies of glory, get your head up. Walk like a child of God. Get your head up. Walk confidently. Get your head up. Amen. Your God is here in this house. Get your head up and believe what He's done for you.
Amen. Well, praise God. I don't know. Brother, I just believed him. I finally just had to get it up. Me and Debbie, she talked, me and her, she got a great companion. I'm telling you, you just can't hardly beat a good companion, can you? Debbie just helped me, said, now, Mike, you just gonna have to believe what them guys tell you. You go, ain't nothing wrong with it. The doctors done told you ain't nothing wrong with it. The therapist is telling you ain't nothing wrong with it. It's all right here. And tonight your pastor has told you Christ has saved you. He has taken the word of God and explicitly shown you out of the word of God that Christ has brought you out. Now in this service, and I tell you, I guess this is where God wants me to be for a little while. Amen. Right now, tonight in this service, He's come down to reinforce the idea and the very things that they've been telling you. And the Lord is trying to help you get your mind wrapped around it. Man, won't you throw that crutch aside? God's done delivered you from those habits. Won't you just throw those old walkers away? Amen. Of leaning on everybody's opinion and what do you think and how do you feel? It Why don't you just go ahead on what the Lord's done for you and have confidence in yourself and believe what God's done?
That's all part of the healing process. And I apologize if you feel like I'm upbraiding you, but I'm telling you today, sometimes we just got to be shocked into this. And that's what that therapist, he'd come up beside me, Jesse, he's a big old guy. We say down in South Alabama, I know three languages, brother. English, Spanish, and Alabamaese. Hallelujah. So we say in Alabama, Jesse wasn't no littling. He's a biggin'. You know how many littlings it take, or how you make a biggin', amen? Several littlings. Hallelujah. And Jesse was a biggin'. He ain't no littling. And he'd slip up behind me. And I got that head down, and he'd slip up behind me. Get your head up! Man, I feel this thing tonight. Do you know what happens when you're around this altar? Brother Jeff, you're so good to help me. Would you just kneel right there for a moment? Do you know what they're doing? Come on, brother, pray. Come on, brother, go ahead. Come on, brother, you can make it. They're telling you, get your head up, man. Come on, little another step. Thank God. Thank you, Brother Jeff. Amen. You can make it. You can make it. You can make it. I've come to tell somebody Christ is in the house. And tonight you can make it if you'll come to the throne of grace boldly and ask God to help you. Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. He healed their bodies. Praise God. And he asked them, said, what's easier? To say thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say take up thy bed and walk? But that you might know that the Son of Man hath power on the earth to forgive sins. After he said, thy sins are forgiven thee, he said, take up your bed and walk. Didn't he? I'm preaching to you tonight. He's in the house. He is in our midst, saints. The God of our salvation is in our midst. And then, amen, I noticed another thing on over in the latter part of this context of this passage. I read when the word of God said, when all these things, and he said in verse 11, I say unto thee, arise and take up thy bed and go thy way into thy house. The Bible said that immediately he arose, took up his bed, and went forth before them all. Notice this, the Bible said insomuch that they were all amazed. I'm telling you, the last thing I want to bring out to you tonight, what happens when Christ comes into the house? My brother, we will be amazed at the mighty power of God. We will be amazed at what our God will do among us. We will be amazed and astonished, my brother, and we'll have a jaw dropping experience. Great Lord, I didn't know he'd do such a thing. I've been in church all my life and I ain't never seen it that way. I've been preaching all these years and I ain't never seen the Lord do that. I've come to tell somebody God wants to give you an amazing experience. The Lord wants to do something in this service for somebody, amen, that will amaze you, my brother.
Hallelujah. And they all glorified God. They were amazed at the great power of God and they glorified the Lord. He's in the house. He's here. And he's come specifically for you. For you. Amen. Praise God. All you got to do is just get to him. I'm telling you, all you got to do is just get that one next to you. Hey, I'm a little embarrassed by this. Maybe I ain't quite sure how to handle this. Won't you go up there with me? Praise God. I feel confident tonight. These folks around Bethany, they would take you and would help you, amen, and would do everything within their power to get you where the Lord is. Amen. It could bring you to Christ, that Christ could do a great work in your heart and Christ could do a great thing in your life. Amen. Tonight. Not next week, not in the next fellowship meeting that you're already working toward, first offerings and etc. Tonight, 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 now, hallelujah, now, amen, the Spirit speaketh expressly today. If you hear his voice, hallelujah, now is the accepted time. Oh, my brother, I heard my pastor, Brother Bridges, preach one time, glory to God, today's offer only. I want to tell you tonight, church, glory be to God, Christ is brought. He's in the house again. I'm going to recap, and I'm fixing to close now, amen. You've prayed, you've fasted, you've read the word of God, you've done everything you know to do, and I've come to declare he is in the house for account of what you've done. You've asked for him. You sought him. You've requested. You've obeyed. And now you just need to receive it. Now you just need to believe it. Take it as your own. I'm telling you, that service Tuesday night, Brother Darrell, when Don Tabor got up and read all those great miracles, I want to tell you, my brother, when Brother Boyd got up and began to exhort, and when the Holy Ghost, more specifically, when the Holy Ghost spake, amen, and told us that Christ was here, Christ wanted to do miracles, amen, I clutched my heart, I smote my breast, said, oh God, I've been a working and a laboring over 30 years for you. God, I need to have you to help me in some matters. Lord, what else can I do? What else, Brother Burgess, can I do, God? I've done everything I know to do. Now, I ain't talking about a sinner. I'm talking about a missionary, a former pastor, a former evangelist, a missionary. God, what can I do? And you know what the Spirit spoke to me about? No, it wasn't going down to the river and dipping seven times. No, and he didn't tell me, brother, to sell everything I own and give to the poor that I would have riches in heaven. Lord, what can I do? What more, Lord? I'm at the end of the rope. I'm like the daddy was at his boy with strong crying and tears. God, help me. Lord, I don't know what else to do. And then a couple things, brother. The first thing I noticed, what can I do? Get out of the way, one thing.
you can't do nothing. But he focused on one word. Believe. Believe it. And I smote my breath. And I cried with strong tears, crying, Lord, help my unbelief. I've preached to others, Lord. I've preached the Word of God and tried to proclaim what the Word of God says, regard and receive it from God. But now it's me, Lord. Help my unbelief. And I've come to declare to you tonight, He is in the house. And He has done everything He needs to do. And so right now, you just need to step out and believe it. Right now, Peter, just get on out of the boat. Believe your God. Hallelujah. Come on, saints. Amen. We tell it about everybody else, and we want everybody else to do something. But guess what? I feel like tonight God wants to. Ain't it great when we hear about great testimonies? Brother Earl Wayne over there, those testimonies today just done me great, done my heart good. Other testimonies across the country, that Debbie told you about. I mean, that's great. It's wonderful. Does my heart good. We worship and we shout. I mean, I can still put that tape in a Brother Cornette and just weep like a baby, squall and shout, talk in tongues, cry all at the same time. Hallelujah. What was the preacher come to Broxton years ago? His wife got in that wreck and he was praying and the priest come and prayed all of it. Do you remember what his name was? He was from Oklahoma. I'm putting on the spot. I wish I could remember the guy's name. A man had gotten a terrible wreck. He was here from Oklahoma in this area. And I think it's his wife or him, one or the other, I can't remember, got in a terrible car wreck. And he was praying. And I mean, they come out and he was asking about it. And she or he was just so disfigured in that accident, they didn't know who she was. And he got to praying in that little church, in that little chapel. And he said, and I mean, it's just a whole hour and a half of it. And the point I want to make of here tonight, I don't want you to get, that's him. What? Who was he? Benny Richardson. Yeah, some of his kin folks are here. I can plug that tape in. And I can hear him telling about that old Catholic priest coming in without oil and praying for him, weeping, crying, shout. I'm telling you, talking tongue, not to pull over the side of the road and wipe tears. Those testimonies are great. Those testimonies encourage us. Those things do my heart good, builds up faith. But do you know what? Do you know what's greater than that tonight? God wants you to be the testimony tonight. The Lord wants to do something so tremendous in your heart that you can be the testimony of the greatness of God. And I'm preaching to somebody. I ain't missus. I feel it. I mean, I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost, amen, prompting me to encourage and admonish you. Why don't you step out and believe God and accept what the Lord's done? He wants to turn your situation into a praise service. He wants to turn, amen, your lamenting into dancing. He wants to turn your crying into rejoicing. He wants to turn that you've been to, that you thought it was for bad, for evil. Joseph, God wants to turn it for good. Ain't that what Joseph told his brother? Said, you meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. All right, I'm done. I don't know what else to do. I preached to you to my heart. It's up to you. But I do know this. You didn't miss it, old buddy. Somebody needs to step on out and believe God. I mean, if God was telling me and talking to me, I'd get out of my pew right now. It didn't matter what my name was or what my position in the church was or who my grandpa was. I'd get out of my pew and I'd get out on it and I'd get a hold of the horns of the altar and I'd believe God with everything that's within me until heaven. Until heaven moved in my soul. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody get us a song, Brother David. Ever, how y'all do? Come on, saints. I'm telling you, God wants to do something for you tonight. We've had a great service. We're in a great service. Power of God's been all in the building. But I feel like tonight the Spirit of God wants to even go a little bit further. The Spirit of God wants to go a little bit deeper. And the Lord wants to do something great. in your heart tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, listen, saints, He is in the house. He is in the house. Amen. He is in the house. God is in our midst. Spirit of God is in our midst. Glory be to God. I'm telling you, there's one in our midst that can. With God, all things are possible. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, saints, get a hold of it. Get a hold of it tonight. Believe your God. Believe your God tonight. Believe what your God can do tonight.